This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 26th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's headlines. Employers must carry overdose meds. California gears up to grab more water. Truck pollution bill returns and China ready to retaliate. Agriculture groups are raising red flags over a state proposal to require naloxone, a drug to reverse opioid overdoses, in workplace first aid kits. At a recent Cal OSHA Standards Board hearing, Priscilla Rodriguez, Assistant Vice President to the Western Tree Nut Association, told the board that mandating naloxone, commonly known as Narcan, would create serious compliance challenges for farming operations. Rodriguez said naloxone must be stored at cool temperatures to maintain stability, conditions that are difficult to achieve in agriculture settings. First aid kits are often kept in supervisors' vehicles or shaded field locations that routinely exceed recommended storage temperatures, she explained, making compliance, quote, nearly impossible during California's hot growing season. The association also objected to removing the detailed table of required first aid kit contents from the regulation, arguing it would force employers to purchase a private standard to determine compliance obligations. Workplace safety regulations should be accessible to all employers, she testified, arguing regulated parties should not have to buy a private document to understand legal requirements. The California Farm Bureau reiterated those same concerns. The Department of Water Resources has formally launched a multi-year effort to update California's water plan, updating the water strategy to deal with climate extremes, supply uncertainty, and aging infrastructure. DWR said the update marks, quote, a defining moment for water as droughts and record storms strain farms, communities, and ecosystems. Governor Gavin Newsom said the 2028 plan is, quote, a commitment to every Californian that we will capture, store, and conserve the water our state, the fourth largest economy in the world, needs to thrive, no matter what climate change throws at us. The work will center on three tracks: improving statewide and watershed scale data on water use and supply balances, setting long-term water supply targets for urban agriculture, tribal, and environmental needs, and identifying place-based actions to close supply-demand gaps. The launch initiates implementation of SB 72, which sets a water supply target of adding 9 million acre feet by 2040. State lawmakers are again wading into the long-running fight over indirect source rules, with AB 1777 seeking to give the California Air Resources Board clear authority to regulate facilities that attack pollution-heavy truck traffic, such as warehouses, ports, and rail yards. The South Coast Air District adopted an indirect source rule for warehouses in 2021, requiring large facilities to earn compliance points by deploying zero-emission trucks or paying mitigation fees. The San Joaquin Valley District also operates an indirect source review program tied to new development. But efforts to clarify statewide ISR authority have stumbled. Previous bills aimed at expanding CARB's indirect source powers, including proposals to authorize fees and broader reporting mandates, failed to advance amid business opposition and concerns about supply chain costs. Supporters argue AB 1777 would create a more uniform framework and address cumulative pollution burdens in freight corridors. Agriculture shippers and warehouse operators have countered that the state already has aggressive truck and fleet rules in place, warning that layered mandates could increase goods movement costs. Beijing says that it's ready to retaliate to any increase in U.S. tariff rates that may come from an investigation into its implementation of the Phase One trade deal. if the U.S. insists on pushing forward with relevant investigations or even uses the investigation as a pretext to introduce restrictive measures such as tariffs, China will take all necessary measures to resolutely defend its legitimate rights and interests, a Chinese Commerce Department spokesperson said yesterday. But the top U.S. trade officials stressed that the administration has no immediate plans to reignite trade tensions. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer said yesterday he expects China to eventually face a similar tariff rate as it did before the Supreme Court struck down the emergency tariffs. We don't intend to escalate, he said in an interview on Fox Business. The administration is planning to use Section 301 investigations like the one launched against China as a mechanism to enforce previously agreed trade pacts, he argued. He also said that this is the enforcement mechanism to make sure that countries comply with their deals. Now, the Supreme Court did strike down a 20% tariff on Chinese exports with a new global tariff rate currently at 10%. China has so far seen a tariff cut from the court's action, but the administration says the global tariff could rise to 15%. It'll go up to 15% for some, Greer said. It may go higher for others. The American Farm Bureau Federation is calling on the House Agriculture Committee to agree to a new farm bill. In a statement being issued today, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says the GOP draft bill, quote, updates important food and farm programs, enhances conservation efforts, bolsters assistance to specialty crops, and makes critical investments in agricultural research. The statement goes on to say that the committee should, quote, work together to find common ground during markup and pass a bipartisan farm bill. After 3 years of delays, farmers desperately need policy that will help give them the tools and certainty to continue growing food and fiber for every family in America. The committee is scheduled to take up the bill next week. Here's today's final word. California must plan with discipline and act with urgency to secure a reliable water future for every part of the state. That's State Senator Anna Cabarello Merced, who authored SB 72, setting a new water supply goal for the California Water Plan. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 26th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.